forward. You can see the inclinometer on the dash. That's not one from Harbor Freight. That's not something crappy from Home Depot. Can I say crappy? Sorry. That's very expensive stuff there. So it's the video's hanging up a little bit here. See, we roll to 120 degrees, push for -3, and I'm using the inclinometer to show the. That's really slow. So once again, from an aerobatic perspective, it's not that interesting of a maneuver. But what I'm trying to talk about here is communicating between, in this case, a demo pilot and a test pilot, using video to try to close the loop on what it was they were doing. Pretty straightforward stuff. So the next video is going to be L39. So the problem was that at that point I could fly that for on the order of like $50 a point, something like that. Once we transition to the L39 where I can get the 300 knots that we need and we can put the smoke generators on, and the smoke generators are making colored smoke, which runs, well, we'll say it's expensive. Each one of those points ends up being like $3,000. So by testing it first in the extra, confirming it's what they wanted us to do, then when we go in the L39, we know we're going to get more value out of the point. So same thing, we're going to show wingtips looking at the smoke. Then we're going to show the backseater, who I did a poor job of briefing on what this point was. So here we are, rolling inverted, push for the negative. And if the video doesn't miss it because of the player, you can actually see the smoke cut out.
Right there.
Right there. See the beautiful red smoke, Sanders smoke. Check out our website. That's supposed to be funny again, not a funny joke.
Well, it's a rough crowd tonight, Elliot.
Sorry, guys. I want to be better. So there's the big push. Now we're going to see the backseater, who I did a poor job of briefing on what the test point was.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
His helmet bag. There's that. We have him vomiting too. If you want to see that later, we can get together.
That'll be for Theater in the Woods after hours. We'll bring him back with that. Look at that poor guy back there. Just leave the camera on him.
And then you'll see the cockpit. Here we've replaced the inclinometer with a ping pong ball on a string.
That's right out of Peter's collection here. That's look at that thing. Oh yeah.
-2, -1.5. Okay.
So,
we're bleeding. Got oil pressure.
So 300, that's the backseater. He's pretty nervous.
And we're way nose down. Okay, recovering.
So there's actually two takeaways from this. First off, we had trouble finding an L39 driver who was confident that even at 300 knots we could get -3 G's with full forward elevator. So actually, if you watch on the video, I actually roll over for 1.5 negative, find out that we actually can get to 3 and then have to lower the nose because we're bleeding energy pretty fast. So that's kind of an interesting thing that happens when you get into these corner points. The other thing, if you noticed in the video, which was probably hard to see because of the video player, the customer had told us that if you rolled inverted and you pushed out through this 180-degree arc, that the generator, he made it sound like it was cutting out in the middle of that turn, down at -3. It turned out the problem was right as you rolled inverted, when the flop tube on the bottom of the oil tank had to go from the bottom to the top, that it would actually not follow the oil perfectly, and that was the problem. So the idea with that whole set of videos, and I appreciate you guys bearing with me through all that, was that it's kind of an interesting example where we're not doing an exciting first flight, but at the same time we're answering questions that could only be answered in flight test, combined with some interesting communication challenges between me and a demo pilot. Was that interesting, or was I just rambling?
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I wanted to bring this up, and I wanted to show it in this room, we have so much more to talk about. We have to get to the Q&A. Do you folks have questions tonight? I'm sure you do. We're going to wrap it up here and get to Q&A. But before we do that, I want to just find out from you. We're talking about imagination. That has been the theme tonight. We were hopeful that we were going to have the Bally Bomber guys here, and they couldn't make it. We're sorry about that. That, again, one of the aircraft here this year, and I think probably the Black Fly and... couple of the other words that just inspire imagination. What do you want these folks to go home with tonight, Peter? What do you want them to know about dreaming big in this sport that we love and call aviation? What do you want these folks to take away tonight?
I don't know. It's kind of it's a big thing, because I've seen a lot of people try to build airplanes and stuff, and some of them are kind of sketchy that I've gotten as far as emails goes. But I don't
now,
know.
This is from the guy that brought the foam thing to EAA.
It looks sketchier than it actually is. If you go in there, I can sit on the empennage, I can sit on the leading edge, and won't fall off, nothing's going to happen. It survived the storm out there and all that. But maybe join like an EAA chapter, maybe check out the AMA, check out Flight Test for sure, because that's the company I used to work for.
Right.
And just get involved in making something, because I started with models, and that's where my imagination came from, because I just built all these models, and eventually he's like, hey, I was sitting out there last year watching the ultralights fly over my head, and I was like, not getting any younger, might as well just build an airplane and have something just to putz around the field with.
And that's the ultimate gateway drug into this, isn't it? I mean, yeah. Elliot, did you do the RC stuff too?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, and Dick, what about you? Did you build models?
Built models, but never of any significance, not in the RC, because I was able to get into flying real airplanes, and all the money went into that rather than expensive models.
Well, while you're talking, what do you want these folks to walk away with tonight? What do you want them to know about imagination and aviation?
Well, from my perspective, I want people to realize that even though our airplanes are rather mundane in some ways, not the latest in technology perhaps, but there's a lot of innovation that does go into it. Not that the overall configuration is new and exciting, but that there's just a lot of innovation in the detail that really comprises that package to make the airplane better, fly better, perform better, be more enjoyable, or whatever. And that's only on the flying side of it. This is an airplane you have to build. So there's been a lot of, I don't know if it's a blood, sweat, and tears, but effort put into developing the kit that is more buildable, more consistent, more precise, etc. It's all part of the package, and there are the little details, none of which I can make a video of that is near as exciting as this. That said, in my career, I have had something like 8 or 9 dead stick landings in the process of testing, usually my own fault, but nonetheless, still not war stories of the magnitude that we have, maybe because I didn't have video cameras on board. But anyway, no, it's been interesting, but we try and make our test flights as boring as possible.
I couldn't agree more with that. That's what I want to do every time I take off.
And then after that, we want the flights to be enjoyable and as exciting as you want them to be, but not more exciting than you want them to be. So it's a little different perspective. Obviously, we have a different purpose for what we're doing in life, and without the cutting edge flying like Elliot is doing, then we wouldn't necessarily have the body of knowledge to rely on that we try and use to keep things from becoming more exciting.
What about you, Elliot? Where are you at with all this? Because airplanes are cool. We all know that, and you're going to say that at some point, right? I hope.
So from my perspective, I think the biggest thing that jumped out at me tonight was listening to Peter describe his mission for what he was going to do. I want an airplane that I can go down the runway and I can lift it off the ground and I'm going to set it down. And I'm not going to go around the pattern. And I'm not, like, to clearly box that out, right? And then we clearly have the opposite side of this. I want an airplane that I believe the quote was, I'm not going to do it right. The owner can have as much fun as they want to and no more.
Yeah.
Awesome, right? And that, I think, is it, right? I think that if there is a thing about imagination, it's being able to figure out where is that goal in the distance, and what is my path to get there, right? Rather than what is it that the major manufacturers will give me, or what is it that Northwest Airlines, do they even exist anymore, will sell me a ticket on. It's that ability to control the destiny specifically around flight that gets me pumped to be here. So airplanes are cool, and I sat next to Dick tonight. Did you guys see this?
Isn't that incredible? What a night. Well, listen, we're here because all of you are here, and I've said this every night. I've gotten the privilege to host a theater in the woods. The best part about being at Oshkosh is sitting around a campfire, and they won't let us put a campfire on the stage. So, and Peter didn't bring his guitar tonight, so we can't sing, but we can take some questions. So let's see who has some questions tonight. We have, I believe, Steve is out here with a microphone tonight. So this is your chance, folks, to literally ask some of the greatest minds in aviation right now, who are sitting up here, a question. And see,
talk about
you're not going to get this chance unless you're on the interwebs.
We have one in the center.